Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be an extremely jam-packed, vitally important transmission today. Thank you for joining me. Let me give you a quick five-minute boil-down of what's coming up today. Then we'll launch into all this news in detail coming up in the next segment. Just one of these articles alone, I could spend the entire 3 hours on it easily, connecting it in to the larger superstructure of global corporate tyranny that is seeking to extinct all human dignity. It is the corporate model, the non-free market corporate fascist model, to destroy all of their competition. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, competition is a sin, and they are attempting to shut down the family farms, the ranches, the community industry, everything. The system is doing it's best to try to restrict people from setting up their own off-the-grid systems, but then giving them government financing to set it up if you have solar but are on the grid and tie your power supply into the larger collective. Just another indication of how the controllers want you dependent on them. Now, we have Representative David Simpson joining us, Texas State Representative, dealing with the incredible news of a federal blockade against Texas. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. Every time I turn around, the system amazes me by how naked and brazen the out-of-control federal mafia is. Huge headlines at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Financial terrorism, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. The Prison Planet headline, federal blockade, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. That's coming up. The good news, though, powerful bipartisan caucus in D.C. prepares to fight the TSA. The federal agency, by the way, was always under the control of the Pentagon. It's now publicly being merged with the Pentagon. That's why when you watch a FEMA press conference, and now pretty much any other federal agency, it's a military officer in a military uniform. TSA launches groping in high school proms. This is the total domestic security force, the modern brown shirts for the overall Gestapo, where all human activity will be controlled by these individuals. Just random checkpoints, sticking their hands down the youth's pants at high school proms, taking diapers off one-year-old babies to break your will and condition you to submit to them. That's coming up. And here's the news that dovetails with the federal blockade against Texas. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. DHS merges with Pentagon and National Security Agency under Obama's cybersecurity threat plan. Kurt Nimmo, Infowars.com. And he's got links to the federal government's own press releases and CBS News. Now, this has always been part of the cybersecurity plan under Bush and now Obama. Remember, total continuity of agenda. These guys are teleprompter reading puppets to make you think that there's been a change in the power structure. Now Obama gives left cover to this entire takeover of all electronics, all power grids, all cell phones, all IT facilities with 100 or more employees. This is so hellish and so wide-ranging, I pinch myself to try to wake up from the nightmare, and it's really happening. So we're going to be going over that. Also, the Rutherford Institute's had to get involved, and the National Park's defending it. They're saying no Ron Paul stickers allowed here. You got a sticker on your car. Americans aren't allowed to have opinions and be on federal reservations. The federal power grab now in high gear. The bombardment of Libya going into overdrive. We've got General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, joining us. We've got Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney joining us from the bombardment zone in the governor's zone of Tripoli. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Glad that you have joined us, because this is going to be an epic transmission. So much is coming together. No, you're not imagining things. The world is getting wilder and more hectic and crazy by the minute, because our planet is going through incredible technological, societal changes right now, and the ruling elite, the parasites, the global corporate fascist controllers of this globe have been waging a war against individuality, a war against the family, a war against real intellectual political debate, where they have created scores of different false flavors of political ideas and choices, but they are only different on the surface. And more people are awakening to the fact that we live in a engineered society, and more people are first freeing their minds and then attempting to move off the grid at least as much as they can, so that they are not fully under the control of the social engineers that are playing God with our lives. In the words of Bob Dylan, they play with our world like it's their little toy. Now, let me just blitz through the headlines. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to read the headlines here that are in front of me. Federal blockade. TSA tells the state of Texas that they may block all flights to the state of Texas if anyone dares resist the TSA fondling women's breasts and sticking their hands down small children's pants and grabbing congressmen's genitals. We have a state representative, David Simpson, joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. Continuing, powerful bipartisan caucus prepares to fight TSA. Another headline, TSA launches groping at high school proms, other public places. Announces that resistance is basically futile. Now here's the big one. I'll go into more detail later. DHS merges with Pentagon and NSA under Obama's cybersecurity threat plan, Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Now, again, we wrote about this years ago, and I know it sounds shocking, but we have the CBS news report, a clip from it, where they say just that, but they advertise this liberty-killing surveillance control cyanide as if it's mother's milk. Going to be breaking that down. Also, Ron Paul bumper sticker gets man kicked out of National Park. Not land of the free, home of the brave. Every federal bureaucrat you can imagine has been told they are God, you are the slave, and the brown shirts are going to keep us in line. Continuing, Obama's agenda for European trip progresses from ceremony to statecraft, accelerating the call for global carbon taxes, global governance, you name it, US-UK, next phase of world domination, announced that the British will now sit in on the internal US Security Council. And it's the Security Council that calls the shots. Presidents read off teleprompters. So good old jolly England and that corrupt empire, not the people of England, but that corrupt city of London within London that has their puppet queen, is now fully anglicizing our country, turning us into Anglophiles that we rebelled against in 1776. And you notice that most of the presenters are now phasing into being British. We're told to worship the Queen, disgusting statements about how dare Obama not properly grovel and execute the ceremony before the living Pharaoh, Queen Elizabeth II. And the media agonizes over the fact that all of the worship is not being executed properly while Obama and the royals sip $1,000 a glass of vino, let them eat cake while the society degenerates and millions, more than 15 million, starve each year, predominantly because of globalist policies in the third world. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, obviously, smoking gun, government moles alerted investigator of planted Obama birth certificate 2 months before release. Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of Where is the Birth Certificate Made Good, on giving me the five articles he'd written but not published back in February, detailing that they knew that there was a plan to plant the birth certificate. They had people inside the health department in the stacks, and then they alerted him 3 weeks before that the birth certificate had been inserted and that Obama has basically taken the bait in the sting. So that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the heretofore never published WorldNet Daily article and the other four drafts, total of five. Big breaking news on that front. We'll be breaking that down more later in the broadcast. Obviously, violent storms killed another 13 in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. 124 dead as more tornadoes head towards Joplin, Missouri. That was last night. It's well over 500 people dead now. Images of a hospital devastated. Biggest storm system in years hits Dallas, Fort Worth. Our hopes and prayers go out to those folks. You know, in the old days, 50, 60, in the old days, back in Grandpappy's days, everybody, even in the big cities, had a little garden, bought food at the market if they had to. If they didn't have a garden or a small plot of land or a farm, they canned things instinctively. Humans knew how to knit. They knew how to produce their own clothes. Humans knew how to plow a field, how to grow tomatoes. Universally across the planet, it's an instinct, like the ant who prepares for the winter. The grasshopper doesn't. We all know that parable. The grasshopper dies, the ant doesn't. But you go back 50, 60, 70 years ago, Americans, but folks all over the world, were self-sufficient to a great extent. And they didn't just can foods. Everybody in hurricane-ravaged zones of the United States, everyone, for spring and summer storms, had a storm shelter. And they would, every time a storm came in, because they didn't have weather warnings, every time there was a storm, they didn't have meteorologists then who could, you know, tell them a hurricane just touched down. They, when they saw a big storm blowing in with big thunderheads, a cold front coming into a warm pressure area, everybody got the checker set or the chest set, and the family went down by kerosene lamp into the storm cellar and waited until the storms blew over. Now, nowadays, people, if they see storms, aren't worried about it unless they go watch TV, and then where are they supposed to hide? It's just like with the advent of the Texas Instruments calculator. In the last 35 years, the test scores, the arithmetic has plunged. And in schools, children aren't taught how to do basic math anymore. They're taught how to use a calculator. Well, it's the same thing with the great technology of Doppler radar. People statistically tend to sit there and wait to be killed, sitting in front of the windows in their house when tornadoes are coming, because even if they know one's coming, they don't have a storm cellar, a storm shelter to get into. And so that's an example of people in past generations being self-sufficient, being conscious of danger, and knowing it's their job to protect themselves. Take the Mississippi River overflowing and destroying towns and cities, as it's done many times in recorded history in the last 350 years or so here in North America. What did the self-sufficient farmers do? They built their own little dams around their houses and barns and weren't destroyed. But the city folk who'd moved out to the country, the trendies and others, they didn't know what to do. Their homes were destroyed. So again, the government can't and won't and is never able to protect you in a mass scale. Just like, where do mass shooters go to kill people? They go to universities. They go to public schools where they know no one is armed. They go to those gun-free zones knowing it's a place where they'll be safe to kill as many people as they want. It's all part of this domesticated society. And my heart just goes out to all of these women and children and men that have been killed, and the reports of women having their three-year-old toddlers torn out of their arms by the wind and being sucked up like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz into the tornadoes. It's just absolutely nightmarish. You know, I went and saw my kindergarten daughter and my second grade son their last day of school. They're homeschooled, but they go to a 2-day-a-week homeschool slash, you know, type academy system. They're becoming more and more popular at a church, and they were. I went there for the graduation, and it was just so touching how these little innocent children's eyes are electrified with discovery and innocence and true beauty. And I just thought about this corrupting Hollywood, Madison Avenue culture that will take all the basic instincts and programming that is so admirable in the great human spirit of exploration, creation, and love of beauty and innocence, and twist it and turn it into these unhappy, wrecked individuals who've been taught to feel inadequate by this culture of death that emanates out of the advertising agencies that run this country and now have tentacles into the rest of the world. As they sell the planet their false reality, as they sell the planet their abject mental poison, as Edward Bernays wrote, they need to make you feel inadequate first, feel powerless first, so they can sell you their products. They want to make women feel like they're fat and ugly so they can sell them more products to be acceptable. They want to make men feel inadequate and then take their male instinct to defend their people, their tribe, their liberty, and put it on to gladiatorial diversions like modern sports, as men are kept in an adolescent slash addled state. All right, when we come back, Obama and Cameron, no let up on Gaddafi. Stock slip on recovery fears. Dozens of new pyramids found in Egypt. It's all coming up. Okay, we're going to be going to Tripoli coming up in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. When Jaron was talking to her yesterday on her cell phone, he heard explosions going off in the background, and she said, yes, we're under bombardment. They are blowing Tripoli to the ground, killing civilians everywhere. British attack helicopters now beginning to go in. Ground forces backed up by U.S. and British special forces. But remember, this is not a war. This is not an attack. This is humanitarian love bombs. Absolutely outrageous. General Hamid Ghul on China saying any U.S.-backed attacks on Pakistan will be attacks on China. Huge escalations on that front. And it's just going to get crazier from here on out. I was listening to mainline morning talk shows on country and on rock stations just to see what they're doing this morning. And it was utterly mindless Hollywood news, gibbering callers, gibbering host. Much of the public is in a trance and has no idea what's going on. And that just allows the social engineers and criminals to absolutely run wild. And you try to warn one of these dumbed down Hollywood zombies, people that follow the whole Hollywood thing, you can't even communicate with them. And they think it's bizarre if you're informed. It's like that movie Idiocracy, where if you can string a sentence together, they think you're showing off and have you arrested. Financial terrorism, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. I don't even have words to describe how incredible this is. This is a federal blockade of Texas. The House passed it. The Senate was set to pass it unanimously. Unanimously. They had a unanimous votes lined up. And Homeland Security sent them a letter and said, we will put a blockade in and not allow any aircraft, period, to fly into the state of Texas. Now that is financial terrorism. That is the essence of who these people are. Take the federal judge last week in New Mexico. He said TSA will now oversee all checkpoints. They will be in the prom, sticking their hands down your pants. It's all meant to be over the top. It's all meant to be in your face. And we have the state rep who authored the bill joining us. He likens it to the Texas fight against Mexican tyranny when this state was founded in 1836. DOJ resorts to economic terrorism. Lawmaker compares fight to revolutionary war against Mexico. How about against the British? That's what it's really like. An astounding Department of Justice threat to cancel airline flights to and from Texas. And now they got the TSA saying they got jurisdiction for public schools. I mean, folks, this is the National Security Force. In fact, cue that up for the next interview coming up, the Obama clip. We need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. Remember that? Well, this is bipartisan. That was announced by Ridge under Bush. See, a lot of you love to hate this because you think it's Obama. That's a teleprompter reading nobody. Get that, okay? Doesn't mean I like him. He's a wicked little puppet. An astounding Department of Justice threat to cancel airline flights to and from Texas, in addition to underhanded lobbying by TSA representatives, have killed efforts in the state to pass HB 1937. It's time to call their bluff and then just have Texas, if you want it, secede and say, we're not under federal jurisdiction. We have that right to revolt, and see if they roll federal troops in here over this TSA thing. I mean, it's getting to that point, ladies and gentlemen, when they say, look, we're going to molest your wives and your children and grab women's breasts in Texas. It's happened, including the state rep who authored this happened to his children. Or we're going to have a blockade. This is what they did to the Russians trying to bring nukes into Cuba. I mean, a blockade is an act of war under international law. They're now threatening blockades of Texas. And the state rep, who's a senior state rep, he's calling it an act of war. He's joining us in a moment. It is an act of war. They put blockades on people like Saddam Hussein. And there's no federal law they can do. Those FBI agents can't stick their hands down your pants. In a letter to Texas lawmakers, including Lieutenant Governor David Duhurst, Speaker Joe Strauss, the House Clerk, and the Secretary of the Senate, U.S. Attorney John E. Murphy threatened to cripple the airline industry in the state if legislatures didn't back down. The details of this federal blockade threatened. That's what started the Civil War, were federal blockades of ports. And so enrolled the Confederate ships to blast the fort. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I mean, it's on. It's on. Okay, things are getting shuffled around. It looks like we've still got Cynthia McKinney joining us from Tripoli, but it's under heavy imperial bombardment by the globalist right now as they try to get that trillion-plus in oil reserves with their al-Qaeda-backed rebels, with the British troops landing and the British attack helicopters getting ready to go in. The new colonialism under the guise of humanitarianism is in full swing. She's coming up towards the end of the transmission. General Hamid Ghul is basically stuck in transit right now, but he should be on sometime during the broadcast. And Representative David Simpson, we just talked to him. You know, it's the end of the Texas legislative session. It's crazy. He's on at the start of the next hour, which is when Ghul could also do it. So we're trying to reshuffle everything right now, dealing with this incredible report, dealing with the threat of the federal blockade. Now, remember, they're now announcing and they're running the operations with federal TSA. In fact, we have that clip where Obama says we need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong. We're going to play that in a moment. And he talks about a 1 million person force domestically for checkpoints on highways, at malls, at Walmarts, at sports stadiums. The TSA a few months ago put out video PSAs showing TSA agents in malls searching people, interspersed with clips from newscasts of TSA in Florida searching people at bus stations. 9,000 Walmarts Think about this. 9,000 malls, Walmarts, other public places, 840-plus Walmarts in total, but 8,000-plus other locations, putting in giant telescreens in Walmarts saying, don't trust your neighbor, watch for terrorists, terrorists are everywhere, only trust your government. That's basically the message that's being sold directly out of 1984. So, here's the article. Federal terrorism. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. Infowars.com. We need to get this article out to everyone. This is so big. DOJ resorts to economic terrorism. Lawmaker compares fight to revolutionary war against Mexico. I'm going to finish the part of the article I read earlier. An astounding Department of Justice threat to cancel airline flights to and from Texas, in addition to underhanded lobbying by TSA representatives, has killed efforts in the state to pass HB 1937, a bill that would have made invasive pat-downs by TSA agents a felony. It's already a felony for a state cop, state police, FBI to stick their hands down your pants without a specific warrant, but they don't care. They're just setting the precedent. HB 1937, a bill that would have made it a criminal act for security personnel to touch a person's private areas without probable cause as a condition of travel or as a condition of entry into a public place, was headed for an imminent Senate vote in Texas, having already passed the House unanimously 138-0 before the federal government stepped in to nix the legislation. Now, remember, a federal judge has ruled the TSA are now the arbiters of all security. You want security at a school prom? TSA must be there, and that's the plan. They will command your local police, your local security. They have the magic wand not to follow any laws and to grope your genitals, including Congressman Ron Paul has been on having his genitals groped. Former Governor Jesse Ventura, genitals groped. Countless videos of small children with men, women sticking their hands down their pants. This is, again, the Nazis just lined you up and got your papers. Here, they're going further to train you to get in your space. In a letter to Texas lawmakers, including Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, Speaker Joe Strauss, the House Clerk, and the Senate Secretary, U.S. Attorney John E. Murphy threatened to cripple the airline industry in the state if legislatures did not back down. If H.R. SIC 1937, couldn't even get the bill number right, the federal government would likely seek an emergency stay of the statute, Murphy wrote. Unless or until such a stay was granted, TSA would likely be required to cancel any flight or series of flights for which it could not ensure the safety of passengers and crew. Good, do it. Show everybody what tyrants you are. Shutting down any flights in or out of Texas. Do it. Bring it out in the open. We're sick of it. Show us who you are. We urge you to consider the ramifications of this bill before casting your vote, Murphy added. To the fact that Murphy can't even get the name of the bill correct is almost as disconcerting as the rampant mafia-like attitude of the DOJ in using a de facto economic terrorism to shoot down the legislation. Following a fiery debate in the Texas House last night, Senate sponsor Dan Patrick, Republican of Houston, pulled the bill, remarking that TSA representatives had been lobbying the Texas Senate in an effort to mothball the legislation. I will pull HB 1937 down, but I will stand for liberty in the state of Texas, Patrick said. Well, let's have your cake and eat it too, buddy. Patrick added the TSA officials, not servants, or other people, just our officials, our owners, had warned him passing the bill could close down all the airports in Texas, which he regarded as a heavy-handed threat by the federal government. It's a threat of blockade, of war. That's called siege. That's what a blockade is. The staff of Representative David Simpson said the DOJ had thrown down the gauntlet, no kidding, in using such stark language to oppose the bill. Either Texas backs off and continues to let the government employees fondle innocent women, children, and men as a condition of travel, the staff wrote, or the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, has the authority to cancel flights or a series of flights. And it goes on to break down that Texas flights could be shut down because TSA would not be able to ensure the safety of passengers and crew. If agents could not touch genitals, someone must make a stand against these atrocities of our government agents. Remember what happened last year. The pilots union started suing. The pilots started refusing. Pilots get in there, run the aircraft, control it, a giant missile, thousands of times more powerful than a bomb or a gun, but they can't be trusted. Toilet attendant level, minimum wage, pot-bellied, untrained goons, most of which quit because they won't grope people all day. Who wants to do that job? Sickos. And that's the plan, to find that army of people that'll do it and turn them loose on the streets. That's always been the plan. They were there sticking their hands down the stewardess's pants, the flight attendant, sticking their hands down the pilot's pants, grabbing their genitals on the outside. And the pilot said, "We're not doing this." They said, "We can use the aircraft. We're trusted with that. But some toilet attendant has got to do this to us." I mean, this is reality. Call them out on what they're doing. In a point-by-point refutation of the DOJ letter, Simpson compared the battle against the TSA to the Texas Revolutionary War against Mexico, writing, "Gentlemen, we find ourselves at such a watershed moment today. The federal government is attempting to deprive the citizens of Texas their constitutional right under the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution in Article 1, Section 9 of the Texas Constitution. If we do not stand up for our citizens in the face of this deprivation of their personal rights and dignity, who will? The fact that the Department of Justice and the TSA have resorted to threats of economic terrorism in addition to underhanded lobbying techniques again illustrates the fact that the federal government is increasingly behaving like a criminal enterprise with total disregard for the Constitution. The TSA's initial response to HB 1937 was a claim that it could not become law because it violated Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2, a law the TSA claimed prevents states from regulating the federal government. Why do we even have states then? In reality, this was a complete fabrication. The statement is false. Ignorance from the TSA is unlikely, so I'll call a spade a spade. They're lying. The Supremacy Clause says nothing of the sort, reported Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center. Here's the full text. Ladies and gentlemen, read the Fourth Amendment. Your person, papers, effects, home cannot be touched without a specific warrant with sworn affidavit of what is illegal and the person, places, and things to be searched. We fought a war in 1776 over this. In 1836, my ancestors on my dad and my mother's side, my mom's families raised Colonel Travis's children. He left with them. We went to the Alamo. They were coming to Gonzales. They were coming to other towns to take the firearms and warrantless searches. And the Texans said, "We are not going to let you do what King George III tried. It's on." And they ran up flags with images of muskets and cannons and said, "Come and take it." And the war started. They said, "That's it. It's on. You want it? Come take it." And when they came, the war started. That's how it happens. That's what's going on in this society. Now, I'm going to be breaking this down more when the representative joins us, popping in the next hour. There's some good news. Powerful bipartisan Congress prepares to fight TSA. We'll give you more on that. TSA launches groping in high school proms, other public places. I mean, just completely out of their jurisdiction, like mad dogs. And it came out last year, for over a year. Congress said, "Give us the radiation meter reports that under federal law of the radiation emanating from these body scanners." TSA said, "We're not going to release it." Congress finally stood up with their proper governmental power over this rogue agency. It's rogue under the executive and the big banks, corporations that run that, the hijackers of this country. And they came to them and they said, "You will release it." So what came out last month? They issued fake radiation studies. The real ones have come out many times what they had previously claimed the radiation levels were. They're not even following federal law to do monthly radiation gauging on these to make sure they're calibrated correctly. This is a pack of lawless criminals in a huge federal bureaucracy power grab. We've had the federal security bureaucracy when there's a backfire. Remember last year in the parking lot at the Capitol, a backfire from a vehicle. Go into congressmen's offices, go in another case during votes, and order them off the floor. And the congressmen say, "I don't care what your danger is. You say you heard something out there. I got work to do." And they have grabbed them physically and removed them. This is the same thing that social engineers did 3,000 years ago in China. They would come to the Chinese emperors and their wives and say, you're so powerful, you're a god, you've got to stay behind this walled city that was really a prison. They'd be tricked into that. After a few generations of that, they live behind a walled city. Soon they said, we've got to bind your feet where you can't even walk. You're too powerful to be able to walk. Soon you can't feed yourself, and to prove that you're not wiping yourself or that you're not feeding yourself, you have to never trim your fingernails. Same thing with the British royalty. Up until recently, and the word is it's still done, they're not even allowed to wipe their own rear ends. If you don't believe me, same thing with the Chinese dynasty. It's called groom of the stool. So pretty soon, Congress won't even be able to wipe their own butts for security measures. I'm not kidding about this. This is what the bureaucracies do. In China, in England, they had groom of the stool in France. This is how they operate, where the bureaucrats must do this. But it's, and you're laughing. This is not a joke. This is how far they'll take it, where their feet are bound, where they can't walk. They live in prisons. This is the same government psychology at work here. What did they say with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who now looks like is being set up? They're now saying they have a law that they're trying to pass in New York State where all women or workers have to wear a government panic button to be able to be around men. Because one man might try to grab a woman, like Schwarzenegger or Khan reportedly, and so all men are rapists and all women must wear panic alarms because somebody might try to rape someday. Guilty until proven innocent. Total surveillance in England. 22,000 homes every year with firstborn children have cameras for months in the house, guilty until proven innocent, to make sure the parents are doing everything properly. Meanwhile, the state's five times more likely to abuse children than anybody else in Europe and in the U.S. If you pull up the statistics on that, just type it in. State children in five times the danger in state custody. Who watches the state? Who controls them? Who keeps us safe from this giant nanny state system that seeks to take control of all society? I'll be breaking that down more later. Now, here is the biggest news, and this shows how there's this continuity of control. You have last year $17 million given in 1 week by Big Agra openly to pass Food Safety Act. Now, the violations, the salmonella outbreaks, all of it were at big mega agribusiness plants with the concentration camp chickens all caged up. All the violations, all the outbreaks were them. Then they come with $17 million in 1 week during the attempted passage of that bill, and it openly was written by them to shut down family farms, ranches, the free-range chickens, all of it, and they were going to be exempt from the new regulations designed to shut down the local farms and ranches. So they're going after that. Obama has now given thousands upon thousands to McDonald's and Walmart-type outfits where they don't have to get the government-mandated health care for their mega corporations, but your small company has to buy insurance for your employees. Again, unfair trade advantage to shut you down. It's like a Nazi Germany. If you were a Nazi, you'd have to follow any of the rules, and your businesses could operate. You could have a farm. You could have a ranch. You could have a factory. You were exempt. The Nazi regulations, as Mussolini said about his system that Hitler based it on, he said fascism should more be properly called corporatism, the merger of the state and corporations for a select few, the opposite of free market. See, the left thinks government's going to save them. The right thinks corporations are all perfect and going to save them. The difference is there's mega corporations that finance big government to create government welfare for them, taking our tax money and then passing laws to shut down all true local sustainability. Now, let me expand. I was telling you about federal blockades, telling Texas, remember 4 years ago when the states were rebelling against the Real ID Act, standardized driver's license for everybody under federal control to track you, and the feds said, you won't be able to get on a plane if your state doesn't do this with a driver's license. You won't be able to go to a national park. That's now begun with states that didn't put it in place. They're not letting you on planes. They're not letting you in national parks now. Oh, we don't accept this state ID now. They're not complying. I've got that in the news. And they are announcing now DHS merges with Pentagon and NSA under Obama's cyber threat plan. Kurt Nemo's headline, he's reporting from CBS News. It's worse than that. I've read the Cybersecurity Act sections here on air. It isn't merging. The Pentagon is already running everything. They're already running everything out of Colorado Springs, the real site of COG government. They are already running the system out of the NORAD underground command bases on record. And they admit here that all private networks, all private systems to protect America will have to put in place the federal network systems. And what did they announce 2 weeks ago? The government's going to be breaking in on your cell phone. The government's going to be breaking in over your TV. The government's going to be sending you text, cutting off your phone call. What else is being announced? They're announcing in the news that they're meeting in Europe right now to worldwide put this system in for government control over the internet. But they admit in the Reuters article I have that it's being written by Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Oracle, and others. They're all there writing. To sum it up, simply and succinctly, the New World Order is government for, of, and by piratical, unelected mafia crime syndicates known as the Fortune 100. I mean, you can pick any one of the Fortune 100 you want. Wells Fargo, $378.4 billion in laundered drugs. The aircraft, shipping the drugs, leased by them, everything. And they don't even get in trouble. They pay a 0.3% fine on it. And I can go right down every one of the corporations and just give you unlimited that they're above the law. They don't pay taxes. They don't do nothing. And then they come in and lobby to raise your taxes because they then take that money offshore in banker bailouts to themselves. Monsanto, all of them, Archer Daniels, Midland, Tyson, all on record. Tyson can have hundreds of violations at one plant. Their competitor has one violation at a chicken plant, shut down. Tyson, nothing can stop them. This is all about consolidation. And I mentioned to you, DHS merges with Pentagon and NSA under Obama's cybersecurity threat. I got news for you. The DARPA and the Pentagon created the internet. They've already got the whole thing in place, the kill switches, the control switches. Even CNN admits it. They're just now announcing it because they're going to start using it. Here's CBS News. One key aspect, oh, it's so positive, of the plan is to put the DHS mission to protect U.S. federal civilian networks on par with the DOD's mission to protect U.S. military networks, giving the DHS more autonomy to act against cyber threats on behalf of the government than before, writes Elizabeth Montebeno for the technology publication. DHS has also sought to merge the effort with the NSA and various civilian operators. And then you read into it, it says standardization for the telecommunications systems. They already have it. They already have the kill switches in all the phones, all the major hubs. It's all in the Telecommunications Act of 96, now phased in, put into place. And the whole article breaks this down. So just total control. Now, internationally, the same things being announced. Internationally, the same global standardization. Just like they have naked body scanners going in all over Europe. Very same systems, very same companies, very same procedures. It's continuity of agenda. Same thing in Australia. Same carbon taxes being put in. Same ban on phosphorescent light bulbs. It's all about that they have global control. Corporations come in and lobby. Government passes laws. You've got to buy their products. GE takes control of the White House Economic Board. Shuts down their competition in coal power plants. They stay open and get waivers to operate as dirty as they want. Just like Obama's people get waivers on healthcare. I mean, you name it. Pure mafia, naked, out in the open. Here it is. AFP, French news agency, key internet summit to discuss online rules, global rules. What are they calling for? Government without any order, any court, be able to shut down sites for copyright, speech, whatever they want. YouTube in Europe and England already putting up the message, this video removed because of government request. It's already starting in the U.S., AP, internet rules at center of G8 forum in Paris. They're all there, the bureaucracy, not the parliaments, not the Congress. And you read the article, what are they calling for? Sarkozy Web Initiative faces reality check. So he's the extreme guy saying total control. They're going, no, only partial Sarkozy. And it goes on, Sarkozy, who's notorious among techies for creating a law that calls for copyright pirates to be cut off the internet, period. And that means an internet ID, that Obama's announced that. Lauded the gathering of executives that included Google Inc.'s Eric Schmidt and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg for helping fuel the Arab Spring and spurring economic growth. The new CIA fake uprisings. Now they've kicked the old dictator out. Now they're going to charge him, Mubarak, and the country's even worse. Just what they wanted. Here's another one dealing with it. White House hires a, quote, new Terminator to go after their critics on the web.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Representative Cynthia McKinney, last time we talked to her last night, here the bomb's going off. She is scheduled to be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half from now. State Representative here in Texas, David Simpson, scheduled to be on with us, what, the next segment, Jaron? Should be. He's on the House floor right now. You know, it's the end of session, so it's a madhouse there. If you just joined us, incredible news. Federal blockade. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. We're going to be talking about that with the state rep coming up here in a moment. But look, here's another headline from Natural News. Dealing with the fact that all over the world now, we have speculators going in and driving up the price of food because the big banks and brokerage firms are buying up farmland. They're jacking up the prices of food because they're speculating in it because we're in a world economic crisis. Not just the United States, but the European central banks, the Asian central banks, through the G20, publicly in the last decade, have had coordinated currency devaluations. And so all over the world, whether it's euros or dollars, they have lost purchasing power, the dollar more than the euro. And that's one of the main reasons that our entire global system is in crisis is because all commodities from oil to cooking oil to rice to corn, wheat, they're all going up. And on top of that, big agribusiness have positioned themselves, and it's the official policy of the Department of Agriculture. They say get big or get out. They don't want little micro farms. They don't want little small family farms because that's not a chain where they can control the entire market and jack up prices. And so that's why big agribusiness openly lobbies for regulations to shut down family farms and ranches. That's why the Amish are being SWAT teamed for selling legal raw milk. That's why people are being arrested selling tomatoes and peaches on the side of the highway. That's why organic food stores, we see the surveillance video where cops bust in with guns and put everybody on the ground so they can go to the jury and make it look like they're criminals. There is massive amounts of money being spent to try to keep people from getting off the grid because the system's scared. They know that 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on U.S. store shelves. But now, even mainline grocery stores, more than half the food is certified organic because people are choosing it. You can hardly find non-organic, hormone, GMO-free, clone-free milk now because people will not buy the other stuff. So the system is panicking. They see the movement to get off the grid. They see the movement for people to leave the big mega cities and the crumbling inner cities and move to farms and to start becoming self-sufficient. They see the co-ops and communities forming. And so all over the country, the federal government's coming into the states and giving them billions of dollars to set up task forces to go out and harass people. They tried to pass a law last year where you couldn't go out to your date tree or go out to your fig tree and pick them and then make jelly preserves and sell it on the corner or even give it to your neighbors. They are, even without the law passing, SWAT teaming and harassing and acting like all of this is illegal because they see the massive movement away from it. And so now the huge drug war, drug war, paramilitary police forces in the U.S. are being turned against the farms, the ranches, the truly local, sustainable communities. At the same time, the power structure is creating artificial fake environmental movements which actually seek to keep you on the grid within their systems. We're going to break more of that down coming up later, but America is being transformed into a system where all we have is prisons, Walmarts, and military bases with security thugs on every street corner sticking their hands down our pants.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, you just heard that liner about deep behind enemy lines. That's because we've been fully federalized. The federal government itself signed on to this whole globalist New World Order. State Representative is a hero now of mine. Representative David Simpson joins us. He's only got 10 minutes. They're getting down towards the end of the session in the state legislature here in Austin at the Capitol, right up the street from our offices. And here's the headline. Federal blockade. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. The representative has put out a letter saying this is like the tyranny of the Mexican government in 1836. He said this is a line in the sand. Total takeover. The feds have said they will shut down all air traffic in Texas. If the representative who had his small children groped, Representative Ron Paul says they grab his genitals. Jesse Ventura, former governor, is suing. They have done things I can't even say on air when I've been with him flying commercial, working on his TV show with him. And the good news is at the federal level, powerful bipartisan caucus prepares to fight TSA, strip their naked body scanner funding. Other incredible news. But before we go to the state rep, only got a few minutes with him. Here's Obama. But again, this started with Bush, but here's Obama saying a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military, with the TSA now saying they're going to be at high school proms fondling your daughters and sons. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
So, Representative, do you agree that this is a total federal power grab now that they're announcing TSA has total jurisdiction over every grocery store, every public school, every state house? They will do what they want, when they want, or all transportation will be blockaded.
I don't know that firsthand, but I can tell you, they're not just aiming at airports. They went to that prom in New Mexico. They've gone to train stations. I read a contract where they were seeking to develop the scanners where they could scan people on sidewalks, moving objects, and at public events such as a football game, basically virtually strip searching people without probable cause, without express informed consent. It's outrageous. And we need to rein the government in. We fought our first war for independence to protect our property, our freedom, our privacy. The Stamp Act wasn't just about taxation without representation. It was about a British officer standing at the door of your house writing his own search warrant to enter in and to go through every cotton-picking thing you have to see if the King's stamp on it is on it. And that's why we have the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment is a minimal standard. Supreme Court's ruled, and it's ruled that the states can improve upon that, define it. And that's what my House Bill 1937 was designed to do, basically to say, you've got to have probable cause before you make touching my privates as a condition of flying an airplane.
Representative David Simpson, House District 7, your family has been violated by these people. Much of my family has. We can't even travel anymore because I physically cannot put up with it. And when they tried with my family, I did blow up and cause quite a scene and almost got arrested. I mean, this is the line in the sand. I just can't have people sticking their hands down my 3-year-old daughter's pants. And I know they went down that road with your family. Can you break down the sense of the House right now with this threat by the U.S. attorney to blockade air travel in and out of the state of Texas?
Well, what happened? It passed. My bill passed out of the House unanimously, and it had almost 100 signature, 100 co-authors, had 94. Then it went to the Senate. It passed unanimously out of the Transportation and Homeland Security. And then when it was brought to the floor, but on a tent calendar, Senator Dan Patrick was doing a good job, and he was ready to bring the bill up, but the bill was delayed, and apparently so that a Department of Justice letter could be circulated among the members, and some of the members scattered and like a covey of quail. And I had a response written, but I didn't have time to get that to the senators. There's much misinformation and falsehood in that letter. We're not saying to stop all searches. We're saying that the searches without probable cause must stop at touching our privates, that you've got to have probable cause. It's either got to be there or a body cavity. And so the other thing is we put a provision in the bill not to fight federalism. This isn't really a nullification bill. This is an interposition bill. It says, you know, instead of threatening to shut down our flights, why didn't they just show us their statutory authority to grope and ogle our private parts? I don't think there is such a law, and I dare them to pass such a law.
I was about to say, they claim they have a regulation. I've looked, and I've had constitutional law scholars on. It doesn't exist. An FBI agent can't go to public parks or a shopping mall and stick their hands down people's pants, and folks would laugh if they tried. But in the airport, they've incrementally ratcheted it up. And now this federal judge says it's your right to be groped properly, so we're going to send our professional TSA out to your school proms at the county level to stick their hands down your pants. And they say you have a right to not be profiled, so all of you have a right to have your Fourth Amendment violated. I mean, it's sickening lawyer tricks that they're trying here.
Yes, that's right. And I'm afraid we're losing the Texas that Sam Houston fought for and governed. He said, Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression, come from what source it may. And if we don't stand up now, we're going to lose our independence. We're going to lose our sovereignty. We're going to lose our rights as individuals to live free and with dignity and to travel freely. It's just, they've moved from prudent caution to ridiculous excess.
Well, you're absolutely right. Where do you go from here, State Representative David Simpson from House District 7, a true hero of liberty and doing his duty, standing up against this tyranny, and he suffered at the hands of these tyrants, his wife and children. Where do we go from here with this outrage? Because now there's no end. I mean, if they can, and they know this, if they can federally seize areas outside of law, always more, first on the outside of the pants, now in the pants. Where does it end? How do we meet these people?
Well, we've got to have some guts and just not submit to it. And tell them to show us the law. And then even if there is a law, then we need to throw those rascals out who would ever pass such a law. And there's no law that Congress has passed, and that's how the bill is written. And if it were, one were to be written, I think it would be found unconstitutional. One thing, this bill is not absolutely dead yet. It was withdrawn when several people cowered in light of this federal threat. But if they can call the governor or the lieutenant governor and the senators, it could be passed even this day.
So it doesn't matter that you had unanimous in the House. You are our representatives, and we went back before the 17th Amendment. You could recall U.S. senators to the legislature, but that's been taken. This is just so incredible. In closing, sir, and we're going to pull up the number for the Texas Senate. Do you happen to have it off the top of your head? Because we would give out that general legislative switchboard number for folks to call the Senate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have it.
Well, we'll get it up on screen after you leave us here in just a few minutes. But going through your letter that's up on your state rep website, You talk about this being throwing down the gauntlet and liken it to the Texas War in 1836 against the tyrant Santa Anna, who the Mexicans later overthrew themselves. Expand on why this is such hardcore tyranny.
Well, this is Gonzales 175 years ago. If you remember, when our forefathers were settling Texas peacefully and working with the Mexican government under the Constitution of 1824, they gave us a cannon in Gonzales to protect ourselves from the terrorists then, the Indians. And when they came to take that cannon, they said, you know, come and take it. And they turned it on them, and they fought for independence. I like to wear, there's another flag besides the, it's the come and take it moment. And I hope the governor, I hope the lieutenant governor, I hope our senators will stand up and see this. This is not an assault on federalism. This is saying, just leave us alone. Don't treat a traveler as a criminal suspect. You know, it's like going into a department store or taking every customer going into a department store and groping them and searching them on the way out. If someone puts something in a backpack and tries to leave without paying for it, certainly talk to them, question them, search them. Not every customer.
Well, listen, when people are seen on camera cramming jewelry down their pants, there's been many court cases, as you know, covering this, they have to call the police, the cops have to have probable cause, they then take them to the jail, and then they are searched there by someone of their own sex. I mean, that's why state police are on record, FBI is. No one's ever done this. Is there any doubt in your mind, Representative, that this is a giant power grab?
Now, I think it is, and the TSA agents are doing what peace officers cannot do without probable cause. It's time that we stand up and that we refuse to fly. If they're going to take our daughters and fondle them, we've got to stand up for freedom, for dignity, or the terrorists have won. We are doing more than the terrorists ever dreamed they could do. 60,000 people a day out of 2 million are getting virtually strip searched or groped. Oogled or groped.
Well, Representative, we'll obviously have to talk to you more in the future as this unfolds. David Simpson, District 17, God bless you for not selling out our liberty and for standing up for this free republic. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. The love of free press. Thank you.
Gentlemen, we're back live here. Look, we're way beyond 10th Amendment issues here. The federal government has been openly taken over and run by foreign banks. They stole $27 trillion and gave it predominantly to foreign banks, way over 50%, and wouldn't tell Congress where it went. Private lawsuits got that info. This is the total takeover of our society, a power grab. They have always planned my new video up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral to everyone, has the headline about the TSA rolling out into the proms and other public places. But it actually, Aaron was actually able to dig up the quotes in the news from Governor Ridge back 8 years ago about how they would control every facet of your life, your internet, your job, your right to travel, checkpoints on highways. You just heard the state rep with the plans for that. With naked body scanners. This information is so huge. And we need to get our article, Financial Terrorism, TSA Holds Texas Flights Hostage, out to everybody. We need to get the video I shot and put out yesterday with all the documentation about the takeover out to everybody. It's up on our YouTube channel. If we will put up with this, we will put up with anything, and the other 20-plus states, it's over 25 now, last time I checked, that are moving to pass laws saying you will not stick your hands down people's pants. All we need is good district attorneys, and I've had them on, to arrest the TSA when they stick their hands down people's pants. That's a felony on the outside. It's a misdemeanor, and I've had them on. I've had the district attorney for San Francisco on, saying if he sees it, he's going to arrest them. And it scared the TSA. They've backed off in many airports with the hands down the pants and on the outside and the groping of the breast. This is all psychological warfare, nothing to do with security. The terror is all staged, ladies and gentlemen. And even if it was real, I want to face the danger instead of the greater danger of a federal government that has absolutely unlimited, uncontrolled power. And that's how the war started, was the Stamp Act, is that they would go and search your house without a warrant. They would, well, because English law said you had to have a warrant, they would write up Cracker Jack box warrants. And by that, they had as much legitimacy as a dollar bill, a fake dollar bill you get out of a Cracker Jack box that's got Bugs Bunny on it or something. Now, here's the deal. I want to incinerate, figuratively, the phone lines of the Texas Senate. It's the Texas Senate. Wherever you live in the country, it's your fight, because the feds are concentrating here. If it goes down here, they're going to try to beat it in other states. 512-463-0350. They've got out-of-date, wrong phone numbers online, because I had a different one I was about to give out. But I'm told we've double-checked this one. This is the good one. Excellent. Glad we did that. 512-463-0350. Is that the main Texas switchboard? Great. So this is the Texas Senate. 512-463-0350. 512-463-0350. Call them. Call the head of the Senate. Call the lieutenant governor. Call them all and say, listen. They're groping Miss America, hands in the pants, physically touching her private parts. They actually touched her. I mean, they went in there. Something you don't do till you're married to a woman. And, well, they're going to do it because they're federal gods. So it is absolutely vital to call 512-463-0350, 512-463-0350. Absolutely essential to call them, because I talked to the state rep during the break. We heard him on air say there's still time, but I said, how long do we have? Today. You have today. The feds came in, scared everybody, said we're going to blockade you. Then blockade it. Call their bluff. Call these criminals bluff. Just like the pilots last year said, you're going to stick your hands down my pants? I am going to sue you, and I'm not going to fly anymore. And they had pilots sitting out. There was quiet strikes forming. And the pilot and flight attendant unions went to the feds and they said, you trust us on the airplane like you're our mommy. We fly the airplane, but we have to have you grab our hind ends. Every pervert, every control freak, nobody else but a sicko would want that job. This was planned this way. Now they're turning them loose at the school proms. Call them, 512-463-0350. Call them, call them, call them now. Let them know, let them know. Cell phone from Tripoli in 1 hour from now. Jaron on the phone with her yesterday, the producer, while bombs were going off. She's in the government zone. Cynthia McKinney. She is under attack by the love bombs, the kinetic love devices. And they're openly getting ready for U.S. British invasion. Attack helicopters going in. 8 ships sunk last week. Just total bedlam. Al-Qaeda forces leading the attack against Muammar Gaddafi, who 6 years ago gave up his weapons, groveled to the globalists. I mean, it's just incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. Obama is being hailed in Europe, and they're hailing Facebook and Google for helping the CIA start the Arab Spring, where they're overthrowing the U.S.-installed dictators to put new ones in, and they're putting al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in. And then in a year or two, they'll attack us, and the media will make no issue of the fact that just like Osama bin Laden, our criminal government gives them the power and the money. And now al-Qaeda is going to have Libya as its base and all these $30-plus billion dollars. It is just off the chart what is happening. And I want to open the phones up to get your take on all that's happening here. But I specifically want to hear from you on federal blockade. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. That's the Prison Planet headline. Infowars.com headline. Financial terrorism. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. They said, if you do this, we're going to shut down flights in and out of your state. We're going to blockade you. An act of siege. I mean, why do we even have states? The public school children and college students are taught there is no 10th Amendment. There is no 9th Amendment. Well, then why are they there? Clearly, the feds have no jurisdiction in health care and jurisdiction in power and jurisdiction in guns and jurisdiction in your public schools and jurisdiction in your house zoning and jurisdiction with your local police. But they're federalizing it all, and the federal government itself has been captured by an outside power. Let's say the federal government has all the power, and there's no such thing as a state government. And if you say that state governments ever existed, you were a conspiracy theorist. What happens then if a dictator ever got into the federal government? What happens if a foreign power came and bought off the government, which happened a lot in Europe? It's why we have our system to stop that. What would we do to stop it? Well, we would fall down and worship the dictator. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely essential. Absolutely essential. This is the Senate number, and they do not have this online. We had to call the general state number to get the Texas state number, the Texas state Senate number, 512-463-0350, 512-463-0350. In fact, Bill, this is a public number. Before I go to calls, I want to go ahead and dial them right now. So do you need me to give you this number in there in the control room? Okay, we're going to dial 512-463-0350. We're going to do it ourselves. And let me check prisonplanet.com because I want to make sure I've got that headline right on that variant of the article that Watson put up it's there. Federal blockade. TSA holds Texas flights hostage. We haven't done this in a month. Let's make it number one. We'll dial that in a second. Let's make this number one. Number one Google search term. Hit them. Put it in the Google search bar over and over again. Federal blockade. Federal blockade. FEDERALBLOCKADE. Federal blockade. Two words. Hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them. This is a major fight at the state level against these gropers trying to break our will and train us for child molestation. Federal blockade. Every time there's a terror attack, the feds get them on the plane. Some drugged out lunatic trying to light their shoes on fire when they've got plastic explosives aren't detonated by that, or getting Mutalib on the plane with a firecracker in his pants. So Chertoff's company gets billions of bucks. The microwave ovenists. Federal blockade. Let's make that the number one search term. Number two search term. Let's launch another torpedo at the enemy. Financial terrorism. Financial terrorism. Financial terrorism, TSA. Add the acronym after it. Financial terrorism, and then three letters, all caps, TSA. Financial terrorism, TSA. That's the second search term. So federal blockade's the number one search term. Put that in over and over again. And then secondarily, financial terrorism, TSA. Financial terrorism, TSA. Financial terrorism, TSA. Hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them. And folks, let's go ahead now and call them live on air. Let's call. It goes to voicemail. Outrageous. You know what I'm calling for? I am calling for Texans. It has got to be done now. And I've got a Dutch film crew here. I'm supposed to take them somewhere else after the show, but you know what? They're just going to have to go with me to the legislature. It's got to be done. It's your house. Everyone needs to peacefully listening to the sound of my voice right now, peacefully go down to that state capitol, go through all the metal detectors and stuff that weren't there just a month ago, and go to your state senator's offices. And the media will be like, this is terrible. A slave, Alex Jones, said we should go talk to our so-called castrated, vestigial, ceremonial Senate and say, stop being ceremonial. And I'll say it this way. If you believe this is wrong, you should peacefully but sternly go into their office and say, I'm sick of you letting federal goons outside of law come here and stick their hands down my pants. If the feds want to have a blockade, this is just like what we saw in Madison, but I want it to be peaceful. It is now time for people to go to the Texas State House. It is now time for people to go down there. And yes, I'm going to go down there at 2 o'clock today, about 2:30. I'm going down to the Capitol to go in and to see my state senators and to tell them, hey, I can't fly with my family to the Caribbean or to show them D.C. or to go show them Yosemite and the big redwoods because there are goons waiting there that want to fondle my wife and children. Okay? Force their federal hand. Make them shut down the airports. My rights are already shut down. I'm calling on everyone. That's it. I'm calling on everyone to go to the Capitol now while they're in session, to go there now peacefully. See, I have to even add peacefully, like, ooh, it's evil to say go to my state house where they want to turn into an armored keep and intimidate you from even getting in. Now they're saying to let you get into the U.S. Capitol. They're going to build this whole labyrinth museum and then restrict people even ever being able to get tours of the Capitol. When I was, 8 years old, I could just go walk right in. You can go see Ron Paul still, but not for long. And everybody should go see their state reps. Everybody should go to them and go see their state senators. I'm going down there. You know why I'm going down there? Because I can't even call them. They've hidden the phone number, and you call it, and it goes to voicemail. We got to physically go down to the state house, and I'm going down there. Get Aaron Dyke saddled up. Get Rob Deuce saddled up with the cameras. We're going down there today. This far, no further. I am going, and I am going to physically have my presence there, and I am going to physically go in those state senators' offices, and I am going to physically tell them, you are my servant. The house of this great state, our elected representatives, the true government, not these federal New World Order perverts caught stealing and everything else. We are here to tell you now that the lawsuits have been filed. The people are angry. You get in there and you carry out the people's will and you call the bluff of these scumbags. And you know what the feds will do? They'll send one of their provocateurs into Texas. Hell, this wasn't planned, so they'll have trouble pulling anything today at the state house as they've done before. And you go into that rat creature Perry's office, that fake conservative who hated the Tea Party until he realized he couldn't beat it, so he tried to co-opt to that Bilderberg group member. You go down there and you let them know that you are not putting up with it. Calling all the Tea Party people, everybody. This is not something where we get a permit to march. This is not something where we have groups that sit there and tell us what to do. If you don't like what's going on with these redcoats coming into our town, our city, our state, and telling us that they're going to carry out the Modern Stamp Act and search our persons, our houses, our effects as they're ruling in states all over the country like Indiana, no Fourth Amendment. They are breaking the Fourth Amendment scientifically in front of everyone. And we are going down there to the state house, but don't you wait. It's going on right now. He said there's 5, 6, 7 hours left. They'll be going till late tonight. Let's cause the media to have to focus. Everybody listening, I don't have the staff. Call all the local news media in Austin. You call Your News Now. Call CBS. Call all the stations, KVUE, 590 AM. You call them and you tell them the people are going to the Texas State Capitol today to say, we had a unanimous vote, 138-0 in our house. And we had a unanimous vote lined up in that Senate and you let these carpet-bagging, scallywag, pervert, control freak, national security force people that are announcing they're seizing our entire infrastructure, taking our farms and ranches over, taking our internet control systems over, and taking over our entire society and bankrupting us for foreign banks. The true fight for liberty starts today. The 25th day of May, let that day be remembered, just like Gonzalez, that they're not taking our dignity, they're not fondling our genitals, they're not carrying out their evil anymore. We're going to that capital, and I want the people there now. I want the people there now. You go to that capital right now, you get over there, and you let them know that we're not putting up with this. You go in there to those state senators, and you say, listen, 138-0 passed to do this. Some federal bureaucrat sends you a letter and can't, some U.S. attorney can't even get the bill number right and tells a bunch of lies. And then you sit there and put your tail between your legs and urinate all over yourself like a puppy who's scared. And then you sit there and back out. That's not Texas. And if you don't have the courage to stand up against this scum, then resign! Resign, you carpet-bagging trash! Twice, the people of Texas have kicked federal occupation after the Civil War. After the Civil War, out of that very capital! And I've had it with them. I've had it with what they're doing. I've had it with their garbage. And I'm not going to live on my knees as a slave, and my children aren't. And I know we're supposed to go to Tripoli with the bombardment. I'm tempted to get in my car right now. I'm not putting up with it anymore. I'm going down there. If I better call that Dutch film crew, see if they want to tag along, because I'm not giving them a tour of deindustrialization today. Oh man, I tell you what, I have had enough. There is a tide in the affairs of men. There is a time. Who was it? Patrick Henry that said the war has already begun, and it's an info war, ladies and gentlemen. And they're trying to intimidate us. They're trying to break our will. They're trying to condition us to accept total takeover. And I've put my name, my treasure, my life, everything on the line for more than 16 years. And everything we've talked about is unfolding and getting crazier and weirder by the day, with criminals believing they've broken our will and they can do whatever they want. But believe me, you can do something big today, because the media and the international media and everybody else, if we can get a lot of people down there at that capital, we can get the media down there at that capital, that the citizens of Texas, the citizens of America, if you're listening to me in Waco, get in your car right now, leave work, tell them you got something you got to do. It's your freedom. It's your future. If you are in San Antonio listening, if you're in Dallas listening, this is going to be going on all night, you get in your car. If you're in Austin listening right now, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Fredericksburg, Texas, listen to me right now, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Hays County, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Bastrop, you don't have an excuse. If you're in Taylor, you don't have an excuse. If you're listening to us on 1330 AM right now out of Taylor, you don't have an excuse. If you're listening to 90.1 right now, you don't have an excuse. My state, my elected representatives did the right thing and voted unanimously to tell the feds you don't break federal and state law and stick your hands down people's pants, and they can't even produce a law of how they're able to do it. You heard the state rep on that. You got a bunch of lawless crooks right over here at the Bergstrom Airport sticking their hands down people's pants. If a woman who was a sex victim complained, they beat her up and arrested her. Now, that's how America works. And right over here is our government. We supposedly run this country. This is our country. We the people, right? And you got a bunch of 21st century redcoats running all over us, a bunch of 21st century Santa Anas running all over us. And I am sick and tired of it. So you saddle up, ladies and gentlemen, and you meet me down there. I'm leaving here at 2. I'll be getting down there by 2:30. And we politely and in an orderly way, because they will definitely see the people who don't want to be groped and humiliated and molested as bad folks, though I know a lot of the state police down there are good people, fans of the show, and we're going to go in there, and we're going to go to the state senator's offices. We're going to say, where are the state senator's offices? We're going in there to talk to them right now. We are not putting up with this. And I want people all over the country to go to your state houses today. I want talk show hosts all over the country. Get to your state house, whether in session or not, and say, get the TSA. May 25th, 2011 be remembered as the day that Texas stood up. It doesn't matter if they chicken out. They're probably going to have a special session. We'll get this building and beat them then. But it'll be a major media event. It will be known as a day just like the Tea Parties began 3 years ago and got coped by the Republicans, that people stood up against the government takeover of healthcare plan. They got it passed, but now it's in shambles, falling apart. And it's the same thing with water fluoridation. Big cities all over the U.S. and Canada removing it. Small towns everywhere. Lago Vista right outside town. Huge events last week here in Austin. City of Austin under massive pressure. Lawsuits getting geared up against them, putting that garbage in our water. We're on the march. The empire is on the run big time. Now, if you will ever look back on this day later and call yourself a red-blooded American, a red-blooded lover of liberty, the least you can do, you know, they tell cops, bug their eyes out at you, bow up to you like a chicken, walk around like a chicken to intimidate you. I mean, you go down there with cameras, cops will run over and get in your face. They're trying to hire more and more thugs. So what? Say, shame on you running over asking for my license like it's dirty. I'll give you my license and then I want your badge number, trooper. I'm filing a report on you. And then I'm going to the legislature about what you're doing. You don't want me here. I bet you don't want those 130 plus unanimous voters, our representatives that said get the TSA out of here. They've brainwashed these cops. We're all going down there. If you have no courage, then just go ahead and go join Mao Zedong. It doesn't take courage to go down there. It takes courage. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls and get into a bunch of other news, but think about the fact that some might even see it as radical for our state to vote unanimously to tell the feds we've passed a law. There's already laws and they can't do it. A cop can't stick their hand down your pants without probable cause. They've got to just start enforcing the laws that are already there. I've had district attorneys on, but the point is they're doing something illegal, unconstitutional, out of their jurisdiction. And for myself to get up here and try to call numbers at the state house and nobody answers the phone at multiple numbers, and I say, well, I'll just go down there and talk to him. People are like, wow, he's going to go talk to his representative. How incredibly evil. You watch media, some media will say that. It doesn't matter. It lets the system know it's over. It's over. Our state unanimously votes to do this in the House. The Senate reportedly had a unanimous vote lined up because none of these guys want to be on record for this groping. And the polls are 98% against it. People are like, what? You're checking in babies' diapers? And knowing the feds, they'll probably soon stick a bomb in a baby's diaper. These are such criminals. And they've been caught over and over doing it. So something else you can do is we could get all the 18-wheeler drivers that are listening or dump truck drivers or whatever to get in there and drive around the Capitol in circles honking their horns to get their attention. That's been done in other state houses. Or, you know, when you first arrive, you can do that just to get the buzz going. But the most important thing to do is call the media and don't wait. Start going down there right now and just go in. You're a tourist. They've got little metal detectors now. It's a free society. And you'll go through and go. If the stormtroopers ask you, what are you here for, slave? Because, you know, that's the new America. You say, I'm going to see my representatives. Ooh, that's evil. You don't do that. We got the federal boys in there telling them how it works right now. Of course, that won't happen or let that happen. Everybody bring video cameras. It's your state house. It's your house. You paid for it with your tax money. And it's time legislatively to run the feds out of this state, every other state, because the feds themselves were taken over a long time ago. Also, if you believe in what we're doing, don't forget we're funded by your support, buying the books, the DVD films, which then are great to get out to others to wake them up to what's really happening. Knowledge is power. PrisonPlanet.tv, we've added the Dr. Conant new fluoride special interview about how we're winning there. We've added a bunch of new videos up there at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we do have the Iserby video going up tomorrow, and then the Tarpley video on Friday, the big one on the eugenics program. So that's prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, and your memberships do make so much of what we do here possible. A lot of you have seen some of the new videos we're putting out in the new studio where we can do so much. We got three different studio areas built over there where we can do so much. Thanks to your support, prisonplanet.tv, or you can call us toll-free if you want to buy books, videos, any of the great Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fight and find like-minded people. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, prisonplanet.tv. You can also write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Government wants to pull back, change their phone numbers, not answer their phones, and just let the special interests come in. And there's nothing these slaves won't put up with. Hell, let's put a drug guy on an airplane with a firecracker in his pants and then buy billions of dollars of machines we make money off of and molest people. And that's how we'll get the forced inoculations going. We got to get the public used to us putting our hands on them. I mean, this is what this, and public schools all over the country got caught 2 years ago giving flu shots when the parents had said no. Just absolute brazen, out of control criminal activity by government. It's time to put the public servants in their place and do the evil thing of talking to your masters, your owners, your excellencies, your officials, your authorities, who are really just servants. And I gotta say, while you're there, visit the House members and pat them on the back and tell them you're going to support them and hope a lot of them run for Senate.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go to your phone calls. Bill in Connecticut, you're up first, brother. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. This whole thing with the pat-downs at the airport.
It's martial law in slow motion.
I believe that it's a way to bring in biometric cards because they know that the people will resist this type of
thing. Oh, no, they've already said that. They're going to now give you a biometric card but grope on top of that. Just not hands in the pants if you have the biometric federal card.
Now, I listened to on C-SPAN last week. John McCain was complaining about the pat-downs to Janet Napolitano. And in it, she talks about bringing out these biometric cards.
Oh, she said that, and you're going to have it to have a job, work. They already make the unions do it to get health care. You'll go through a terror database. There'll be a no-gun buy on it because it's now a security assessment, and that's how outside of law. No. In fact, that was announced last week. You're absolutely correct.
Now, I have a clip. Would you like to hear it? It's real quick.
And sure, I saw it in the AP, but go ahead and play the clip.
Okay.
I understand them as well, and I receive them as well. Three things. One, we are investing in research and technology. The research cycle is not an immediate cycle, but we are investing, working with national labs and others on better technology. Two, I've asked, and TSA is moving to a more risk-based approach to how we screen. Part of that will lead to what my third point is, which is we want to enlarge trusted travel type programs where we have a biometric card, people have it, they can go through sort of what we use for pilots now anyway, and we're looking for ways to scale that up.
All right, and by the way, that's always been the plan since Ridge announced it almost 9 years ago, and I put that in my films for folks that are doubting. They're going to keep all of it. You're going to get the card, and then they're going to have groping on top of it, just so you know.
Now, one other clip that I took off the 60 Minutes interview with Tom Drake, who's being prosecuted under the Espionage Act, where basically 60 Minutes just reported that warrantless wiretapping is okay and that the order came directly from the White House.
And anybody that reports a leak exposing criminal activity of government is going to be charged with espionage. Espionage is now reporting on the fact that they're criminals.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear this clip real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
As his frustration grew, Drake says that he was shocked to learn about something else that was happening at the agency post 9/11. He learned of a top-secret NSA program that became known as warrantless wiretapping, it was no longer necessary to follow the law.
Oh.
A huge Pandora's box had been opened up. On orders from the White House, the NSA was listening in on people in the United States without a warrant from a judge. And this is where I began to have grave concerns about the decisions that were made to bypass the Constitution willfully and overtly as a result of 9/11. I took my grave concerns up with the General Counsel at NSA.
And now he gets to go to prison. You don't expose their felonies. Yeah, no, it's folks, when I don't just say these are criminals. And see, a lot of state reps are waking up to this now going, what? You just groped my three-year-old daughter? And they're like, shut up. Look, folks, these are hot criminals. This isn't some cold tyranny. These are sickening, dangerous scum. And I hope everybody realizes we're all in deep trouble. Cops, military, all of us together, if we don't just say no, no, my good state said unanimously no, and the Fed said we'll blockade you, and the cowardly Senate then had an accident in their pants. Anything else, sir?
One last thing. If anyone is open for probable cause or due cause for search and seizure, it's the globalists posing as United States citizens.
Absolutely. No, these are criminal offshore crime mafia that have gotten control of our government. It's called international tyranny. Very well said, Bill. Excellent call. Paul, James, Mr. Abbott, Tim, you're all coming up. Ah!
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls. If you just join me. It is the 25th day of May, 2011, and it is 1:08 Central Standard Time and 20 seconds. Now, it'll take me 5-10 minutes to get my crew all loaded up with cameras and equipment in about an hour, but by 2:30, I should have found a parking space around there and made my way to one of the entrances of the Capitol, and then I'll go through the new security that they put in, because anytime anything happens, they got to add more security. They said because of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, New York, trying to pass a law that all women and men that work in hotels or any other service thing have to wear an emergency button to the cops because all men are rapists. I mean, it's guilty until proven innocent. I guess if there's ever a car wreck on a highway, close the highway forever. Or if there's ever a tornado in an area, don't let you ever build there again. That's what FEMA already does. Oh, there's a flood here every 100 years on average. You can't build. You have to buy your insurance from the feds now, the FEMA insurance. I mean, again, it's power grabs. Has nothing to do with your safety. Now, we're going to go down there. We're going to talk to those Texas state senators. Calling on everybody. And on your way, call at least one radio or TV station. Tell them to come out. And it's important. This is big. I talked to the state rep. As we went to break, you heard him on at the beginning of the last hour, Representative David Simpson, District 7, and this is the last day of the session. They'll be going probably till midnight. They'll probably announce a new session. So we need to make a big deal that going into the new session, if they don't pass it today, and he said he was going back on the floor. He's on the floor right now repudiating the lies, and he said this is the line in the sand. The gauntlet's been thrown down. His family's been groped. Miss America, they went in the pants and grabbed the genitals with those filthy gloves they don't change. They make you take your shoes off, walk through all the athlete's foot. Folks, I only got a few cases of athlete's foot in playing football. And I got a few cases on swim team. I was on swim team until I was about 14. And I hate it. The only time I ever got it was in places where people are walking around on wet floors. I didn't have it all the way through. Because when I worked out at gyms, I would go home and take a shower. I didn't like being in the showers. You know, I like to go home. And now, though, when I fly, every time, even though I change socks twice a day, I like to take two showers. I mean, I'm a clean freak. I like to scrub with soap all over. I enjoy it. And I get athlete's foot all the time now. And it's every time I walk through LAX or whatever, I have to walk through where 5,000 people walk through, some filthy floor with every horrible bacteria and fungus you can imagine. And I put my shoes back on. I'm on a 4 or 5 hour flight, drive home, take my shoes off. And if I don't take a shower that night, because it's midnight and I'm exhausted, and I get in bed with my feet, I have athlete's foot the next morning. So now, even if I get home at 2 in the morning sometimes from a flight, because I like to not be gone long, so I'll end up leaving, you know, late at night, coming back a few days later late at night so I can have the next day on air. I've got it. Doesn't matter if I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife will be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to take a bath. I got to take a shower. I got Desinex putting it in my shoes. Side issue. The point here is that it's unsanitary, it's evil, it's wrong, and it's got to stop. And, hey, they threatened to sue in Denver over violating state law, body scanning people under 18 is child porn, and they had to stop that. They're going to, you heard the state rep, they're going to put them in on highways, roads, proms, TSA is going to be everywhere, and they don't care. They don't have a law. They don't have a jurisdiction. They're lawless. And I just had the idea instantly on air, late in the last third of the last hour, that we're trying to call the main number, the Senate number, 512-463-0350, and it just goes to voicemail. That's because a lot of folks are calling, but regardless, you know, it's not enough to call these people. And when you go, it's your house, it's your capital. Be proud of yourself, because it's all about this culture of intimidation. And when government intimidates you and cops act weird and bug their eyes out at you, they start thinking it's their right to do it because you cower. You ever had employees where over time, or children or anything else for that matter, or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, where you're too nice and then the roles get all scrambled and then pretty soon, no matter what you do, they're not happy? Well, it's that way with government. And when you grovel to them, when you bow down to them, you become a third world country. You become a North Korea. You become a Mexico. And Texas has never bowed to this type of tyranny, and we're not going to bow now. And Texans have run, after the Civil War, two governments, northern installed governments. It's one of the main reasons Reconstruction ended a decade later, out of that building right down the street from me. Now, we're not going down there to run them out, because that's not a northern installed government. We have the globalist banker-controlled corporate District of Columbia coming into our good Texas legislature. They're of the legislatures out there, they're one of the best. You ought to read that constitution Texas has got. It's better than the federal one. And they unanimously voted. I have the unanimous vote here, 138-0, in three votes to tell the feds, we're going to enforce existing law and we're going to arrest you, order the state police to arrest you if you stick your hands down people's pants without probable cause, if you grub them. And the other way to go after them is violating state and federal law on radiology. They're admittedly violating that. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So we'll move in that direction as well. It's resistance is victory, continuing to resist, continuing to speak out to say no, 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 no. So it's a good capital. It's good people. Okay, you need to have that psychology. These are people that voted unanimously. The Senate was reportedly, 2 days ago, they had the media had polled the 30-something members. What do we have, 28, 30, I forget. Look up number of Texas state senators, I forget. And they were unanimous vote. Well, the feds came in and they said, we're going to blockade. Well, shut down the air travel. Come on. The pilots said last year, we're not going to fly anymore if this continues. Their union did. They said, okay, we're not going to stick our hands down your pants. Call their bluff, call their bluff, call their bluff, call their bluff. And they say, well, you can't trust pilots. They might be crazy. How is having somebody sticking the hand down their pants going to prove that? How is groping a stewardess going to do that? How do you protect from the TSA people? Nobody's safe. Nothing's safe in this world. Not driving your car, not living in Kansas or Texas with tornadoes, not swimming in a swimming pool, not plugging in your coffee maker and the floor's wet and you get electrocuted. But the greatest danger that we can avoid is tyranny. Government's the number one killer and enslaver and thief in history. Study history. They're the threat, and we know this threat is mounting, this humiliating threat. So go down to our state house we own and go in there and say, direct me to the state senate offices. And you go in and at least go to five of those senators' offices. How many state senators we got? 31. I got it right. I said 31, 32, whatever. Point is, let's go to... who's up next here, John? Paul in Michigan. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say to all you people in Texas from Michigan, my family, my friends support you. Tell TSA no, and hopefully your courage will rub off on the sorry senators we have here, and maybe we can abolish these people altogether. Just keep leading the fight, Texas, and kick some butt. That's all I can say.
Well, God bless you, Paul. I appreciate your call. And again, today, nowadays, it is courage. Because government bugs their eyes out at you and wants to, you know, treat you like scum. The bureaucracy does. The reps are pretty good in a lot of cases. I know a lot of them. A lot of them are listeners. I run into them in restaurants, on the street. We need to realize that they unanimously are sane and stood up to this criminal-fed mafia government. But it's not courage. It's duty. And it's blind courage to let this tyranny come in. Listen, it's the opposite of courage here. I'm going to tell you something. If I see a car coming towards me, I'm going to jump out of the way. That's not, what we're doing is trying to stop this evil. It's the opposite of courage. We understand how dangerous this is. This is self-preservation, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't courage. I'm not disagreeing with you, Paul. At the end of the day, to be at the front of the spear on this would seem to be courage, but it's not. It's a lie. It's an illusion. Going along with tyranny will keep you safe for a little while, but in the end, it leads to total enslavement, and I will not submit to the tyranny. James in New Jersey, you're on the air. Hello, James. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to tell everybody in Texas, you know, just like you've been saying, they need to exercise their right to go down there and peacefully assemble and protest this, because this is essentially a declaration of war by the federal government.
Well, they also train us to protest that we're going to talk to our peers. We're going to talk to our servants. Okay, so it's not even protesting so much. Go ahead.
Definitely. And, you know, if they want to shut down the airports over Texas, and the people need to tell the Senate, and that's fine. Shut down. There will be no planes flying over here, because you know what? That privilege of flying and that nice convenience, it's not worth losing the liberty of the Constitution, which this country is founded on.
The point is, they'll back off. What did the British do? In fact, if you study it, in the first few years before 1776, they would embargo a town as punishment. Our forefathers let them shut down towns, shut down ports in some cases for years. I mean, the tyrants act the same way. People say, we're sick of you stopping us without warrants and searching our wagons, coming in our houses, searching us at public places. We're done. It wasn't just the stamp on everything that you own so they could tax it. It was that they were coming in to inspect it. Just like they say now, we don't need warrants for home inspections. We don't need warrants to inspect your farm because we say so.
Right. And people have to understand, you know, they don't have another 15, 20 years. I mean, I've personally known about all this stuff for over 10 years, ever since I was young.
Oh, they're getting ready to start World War III right now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I would just like to say, you know, everybody, you know, Obama is going to be reelected in 2012 because that's the way they set it up. And like I said, you don't have another 5-6 years, because by the end of 2016, when he's out of office, I mean, assuming that he does leave, we will not have what we consider America, even today at this point. It's going to be so much worse with the Fed and the TSA.
They've already imploded everything. Our economy is walking zombie. They admit it's a zombie. They now call the economy a zombie. Everything is being siphoned off to the offshore crime cartel to make us bankrupt so they can come back and loan us our own money at loan sharking interest. I mean, look, it shows how far we've fallen, that it is seen as something brave and great to go tell the senators, hey, do what the House did, vote unanimously, stand for the feds, call them on their bluff. Okay? I mean, it's for their children, too. Just, we're going to talk to our servants. I'm leaving here in 40 minutes. Join me down there now. Okay, I want to go back to your calls ahead of Cynthia McKinney joining us from Tripoli, under bombardment by globalist forces who have hijacked this nation and will soon take over theirs if they continue. They have their al-Qaeda rebels overtaking Arab nations everywhere, openly telling us now that al-Qaeda is good. I don't agree with that, but again, I'm the bad man. I hearken back to 2007 and our intel from Bilderberg Group. In the meetings, the elitist openly said, we've got to destroy the economy now because we want to make people so poor they can't afford to be out there protesting us. They actually said that. How do all these people have money to travel here from around the world and protest us? And see, that's the instinct of a sharecrop owner with his slaves or a slave master, is to keep you down. They don't like middle class, uppity people who won't step and fetch when they say. And that's why they're destroying our economy. Right now, let's go to Mr. Abbott in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
All right. Long-time listener. I actually woke up at 12 years old. I'm now 24 with two children, happily married, and really an entrepreneur in many ways in many different industries. My family and I own and operate a business that has to do with the agriculture industry. I want to be very vague due to confidentiality, and we're on live. But anyhow, we experienced many, many moves. As lead, we've been eliminating many products since they cannot be produced. We've experienced many losses. However, we are surviving, and we are an ethnic, family-owned, operated company going into the mainstream market, serving Walmart, Costco, and it's really getting tough. I'm also getting in touch with Ali from We Are Change in Chicago. As you notice, our political industry is really corrupt. And as you see, the concept of our campaigns, I believe, is very wrong, because you have thousands of candidates around the U.S. on a local, county, state, and federal levels, yet everybody's on a different page. Why can't we have one campaign, thousands of candidates on the same page, whether it be...
Well, that's happening. That's happening, and I appreciate your call. What's happening is... That's why Bilderberg Group, 3 years running, is so scared of Ron Paul. Not that he would win his first presidential run or even his second, that it's creating a libertarian anti-New World Order movement that identifies the puppet masters, not the puppets. That's what Brzezinski talked about last year at the CFR in video, that the elite is in trouble. Look, they're in trouble. We are identifying them. The liberty movement is exploding. The Republicans tried to co-opt the Tea Party. We're co-opting them instead. It's on. Let's go to Richard in Canada. Richard in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
I applaud you for your initiative today. That's great. I called actually your Texas State House, told them that I would like to come visit Texas because it seems like a nice place, but I don't want to do it if I have to get my crotch grabbed.
And what did they say?
Well, no, it was just the recording. It was just the recording. But, speaking of police state, eugenics is alive and well in Canada. I didn't know this before, but apparently they will forcibly sterilize people who they feel are mentally retarded, or however the politically correct phrase is. Because I'll tell you the story. My girlfriend, she used to take the bus early in the morning to get to work, and there was always this one girl who would always come and talk to her, but she'd always, she had a full-time job. She, I don't know. And then one day she basically told her that what happened to her, and she was sore, and because they forcibly sterilized her. My girlfriend asked her, you didn't
want to. Yeah, and they start with seriously retarded people, then they mildly, and then next single family people have their kids sterilized. And that went on over 500,000 women in the United States up until the 1980s, and it still quietly goes on. They also, in Canada, in the last few years it came out in major papers, sterilized completely healthy, happy Native American boys and girls in orphanages. I mean, they take them out. That's in your news. And the government goes, yep, we're liberals and we're going to sterilize them engines. See, as long as you say you're liberal and then go out and sterilize and try to force minorities to have abortions, then it's, ooh, that's trendy. Kill them, brown people. Make sure they don't ever have kids. Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I was going to do a little expose on it. I'm trying to find as much info. Do you remember what publications that was in?
Oh, it's been all over. National Post, Ottawa Thanks. Citizen. Just type in... Native children sterilized at state-funded orphanage or bodies of killed natives found. They just dug up a bunch killed in the 80s. They actually kill them, too. Living, walking around people. They dug up a bunch of dead bodies. It's pretty horrible. Also, they would take babies they would have, get rid of them that way, especially if it was the people running the orphanage that got them pregnant. Why have an abortion? We can just kill the baby after it's born. Yeah, that's been all over your news, sir. All over it. I've probably seen, 8, 9, 10, 11 news articles last few years. But it's kind of like, well, should we be sterilizing the children? I mean, after all, they're natives. After all, it's liberal. Margaret Sanger.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, folks, here's the deal. I had State Representative David Simpson, who helped author the bill and was the main leader on the unanimously passed bill to enforce the law and not let TSA stick their hands on the outside and inside of men, women, and children's pants and grab their genitals. And he, when he left us, I talked to him during the break, and he said, yeah, we've still got till, like, you know, later tonight, the last day of the session, or the last day for this bill, to be able to get through. There may be a day or two left, but a lot's happening. The point is, we need to get down there today. We need to go to the Capitol, Texas Capitol. Did you know this? It's normal. You go and you talk to your state senators, not the House members. They unanimously voted to do the right thing. You can go pat them on the back if you want, but what needs to be done first is there's only 31 of these senators, and you need to go to every one of their offices. And you can also go in the gallery and, you know, watch the whole thing in session and let these folks know that in their offices that you do not like what's happening. So that's what we're dealing with right now. And I've already got Rob Jacobson down there. He sees a few people. Obviously, I just called for this an hour ago. I'm going to leave here at about 2:10 Central, and I'll be down there in part by 2:30, 2:40 or so. The point is, this, I'll be in there. You'll see me. But the point is, it's for you as a citizen to go talk. It's not even a demonstration or a rally. Later, if folks want to congregate, you know, on the South Lawn or something, media needs to be there. You know, I guess we could do that at 4 o'clock or something. The point is, I've even got other stuff I got to do on top of this. We just need to go down there, talk to our senators, because they're just ignoring the phone calls. Because they're getting so many phone calls right now, and say, look, it's illegal what the TSA is doing. They don't have a law to back it up. The state rep talked about that earlier. They're just brazenly doing it. We need to get down there. We need to go. I'm asking you to go. I don't do a lot of demonstrations or events. I've done it. I've been on international television, national TV, Nightline, you name it. I've spoken to rallies of 10,000 people, 2,000 people, 1,000, just... I don't just go around doing these events because I realize that it's about talking to the senators. It's about informing people electronically through the media, but showing yourself on events like this, this is what it's all about. It's about the people showing that, you know, by their physical presence that they are against what's happening. Now, joining us from Tripoli, Libya, under months and months of bombardment, British attack helicopters now being dispatched. U.S. and British forces advising admitted Taliban and al-Qaeda in the fight against Muammar Gaddafi. The attempted assassinations are ongoing, and they're not even calling them assassinations, even though they're admitted. The Russians are now calling for an immediate ceasefire in Libya, saying this is an attack, a humanitarian disaster. They now admit the rest of the Arab Springs are being funded by the CIA. That's now admitted. Google and others in Europe have just been praised for it. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has been demonized because she has a lot of courage. She spoke up against DynCorp and Halliburton child kidnapping rings and got Rumsfeld to admit it. She fought against forced inoculations. She fought against the Patriot Act. She has a lot of courage, and she's a member of the Green Party. She's been awarded the Peace Through Conscience Award from the Munich American Peace Committee. And yesterday she appeared on state-run Libyan TV. And that's caused quite a hubbub here domestically because she has the courage to go to that. We were talking to her yesterday on the phone with bombs going off in the background. Congresswoman, we appreciate you joining us.
Alex, it's been too long. I have wanted to come on your show for so long. But it's quite, you know, whenever we get together, it's wonderful. So thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, it's dark here now, and after the meeting of President and Cameron, we expect that there will be intense bombing tonight. We don't know that, but we expect that that's what is in store for us, more humanitarian intervention from NATO.
And Obama told Cameron no let-up on Gaddafi. Now, have you talked to Gaddafi? What have you witnessed? What are you seeing? We're seeing the images of civilian dead, burning buildings, and our media tells us 1984 style, this is not an assault, this is not an attack, this is humanitarian. They're sinking, what, 8 ships last week in the harbor, bombs going off everywhere, more bombs yesterday. What are you witnessing?
They're lying. The American people are being lied to. Not only by the media, by their leaders. And this is becoming a humanitarian disaster. For example, I have an Italian woman here who did everything she could to purchase medicines because they want to purchase medicines. And the government of Italy put a stop on the purchase by the Libyans of medicine for their people.
And that's a violation of the Geneva Convention. That is a serious war crime.
That's right. And then we have the situation with fuel for civilian use. They have effectively blockaded the harbor so that deliveries of benzene to fuel the cars is not permitted. And this is affecting the civilian population. So you will see what looks like a traffic jam. And actually, it's cars lined up, hundreds of cars lined up at the service station.
So they have Libya under siege. Tell us what it's like on the ground. Tell us what you're witnessing. Tell us what you said on Libyan television.
Well, basically, now here's the interesting thing. Because these people, the Libyans, are undeterred. They seem to be unafraid. I was with a group of women. I wrote in the piece that I did, A Feast of Blood, about a woman whose mother is in Benghazi. And she can't, it's sort of like the situation with Hurricane Katrina. She can't get back to Benghazi because, you know, Benghazi is the stronghold of the rebels. Now, the interesting thing, what I've been told today, I haven't checked it out yet, but that there is sort of active Israeli intervention in Benghazi, and that the Israelis are on the ground under contract, probably being paid to organize the NATO alliance of that consists of Libyans, but it's my understanding that these so-called rebels are not just Libyans, they are people from all over the region. These are not even mainly Libyans. These are Egyptians and Algerians.
It's the CIA secret Al-Qaeda brigades from the 1980s. That's now been admitted.
Yes.
And there's U.S. and British commandos have been there since before it started. That's now confirmed. This is absolutely incredible. Why did you decide to go to Libya, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm accustomed to going into conflict zones, and I just could not accept that this was being done in my name. And, you know, there comes a point when you're fed up, you're tired, and you want to do as much as you can possibly do. And, of course, I come from the Catholic tradition that instructs us that we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to do as much as we are gifted to do. And so being here was my way of making a contribution. And sure enough, the fact that I was here when the most intense bombardment of Tripoli, this is Tripoli. I mean, can you imagine? I'm not talking about, you know, out in the farmland where you're just despoiling the agricultural land. I'm talking about Tripoli, a metropolitan area of 2 million people, and they're being hit with bombs. I mean, it is absolutely incredible.
And it's called humanitarian.
What that has to do with any kind of humanitarian intervention is beyond me. This is what we know the United States to be very good at, and particularly on the African continent. We've seen it over and over and over again. Individuals of wealth and resource who are able to pull the levers on U.S. military and diplomatic policy are able to arm a small group of people, give them the financial wherewithal to wreak havoc and terror on a population, and then all of a sudden, presto, abracadabra, you've got what is called in the media a civil war. Well, it's not a civil war. It's a group of people who've decided that they want something that that particular area has. For example, in Sierra Leone, it was diamonds. And when the British sandline mercenaries went into the home of Fode Sanko, what did they find there? A letter from Maurice Templesman proposing to do business. So this is the kind of thing that motivates U.S. policy. And I am certain that at the end of an investigation, were we to have one, we would find that there are certain individuals involved in this, and they are able to dictate to the president, to Cameron, to Sarkozy, to all of the NATO allies, they are able to dictate them going to war.
Well, we know what
that's
it's about.
What this is about.
The Al-Qaeda rebels have already set up their own bank. They've already set up their own oil company. And it's about handing over the trillions in oil, also the water. Say what you want about Muammar Gaddafi. He's built up an infrastructure. He's actually delivered to the people the government spoils. And it's become a major hub for all of Africa. And he's been developing Africa and moving towards an African currency and a loan program. He's got hundreds of billions in gold and other resources. And you can say what you want about Gaddafi, but bottom line, this is a takeover. You know, how can the neocon media call you a traitor for being over there reporting the truth when it's admitted that what Gaddafi said 3 months ago is true, that the main force, this is now in the Wall Street Journal and LA Times, that is running all this is Al-Qaeda. And in fact, the Al-Qaeda commander under CIA payroll admits that he killed U.S. soldiers or commanded groups in Iraq. So you're against people that killed U.S. soldiers, and so you're bad. Cynthia, I mean, what's wrong? Just join Al-Qaeda, and the neocons are going to say you're great.
Well, that's exactly the point, because we remember when Robin Cook, the now deceased foreign minister of the United Kingdom, had to say about Al-Qaeda. He just said it was the CIA's Rolodex. So it is.
And he died a week later. That killed him real fast.
And they got rid of him. Yeah. So I mean, you know, it's not the situation that the United States is allied with Al-Qaeda is not unusual. What is unusual is that they actually admit it, because what they have been saying to the American people and to the world is that Al-Qaeda is the bad guy, and that's who we've got to get. But I will never forget the op-ed that was written by Robin Cook. And so I advise everybody, I know you talk about this, and you know, you're one of the rare truth tellers, and so you will remember this, but the fact that we had someone of Robin Cook's stature and position to tell us the truth about exactly what Al-Qaeda was is very important and something not to be forgotten.
I agree, and the word was he was going to come out and document that they'd murdered Dr. David Kelly. It's now coming out they murdered Diana. That's big news. And they couldn't allow him with that high level, you know, like number two or three in the British government. They killed him so fast it made everybody's head spin. Now, Congresswoman, this is so important. What is the mood of the Libyans under these love bombs that are killing so many, these humanitarian kinetic attacks, and the word of the attack helicopters coming, more weapons? I don't bring this up because you're black. It's in the news. We reported it over a month ago that Gaddafi's been allied with just a coalition, and the tribes he's with are not anti-black African. And it's admitted that they're lining up blacks and killing them in the areas held by Al-Qaeda. What's the word on that, on the genocide against black Africans in Libya?
Well, here's another thing that is absolutely astounding, and that is this whole idea that black people shouldn't be in Africa, which is something that was promulgated by the American press. When I presume is that when they landed and they saw black people all over Libya, they were shocked. Well, the fact of the matter is that you've got a sizable chunk of black people in Libya because you've got black people all over Africa. it's horrible and it's insulting to the Libyans themselves. And so now they have their own citizens who are being killed, beheaded. In fact, I'm having the video of this. I think there may be some footage of this on the internet already, but I am getting it uploaded now so that I can disseminate it through my own network of the family members of those Libyans who were lynched. They've gone to lynching and beheadings of the blacks, and this is being done by the NATO allies.
Because it's known that blacks, on average, are supportive of Gaddafi because he doesn't lynch them and chop their heads off.
Now, Alex, in Libya, guess what? People don't have to go through the insurance company in order to get to see their doctor. They have free health care over here. They don't have to go through a bank in order to have a relationship with their professor at a university because they have free education over here, all the way up through the PhD level. You go to school and you don't pay
attention. I've studied Libya. I don't even agree with socialism because it only works if you have a benevolent dictator, and I'm not saying he's that, but Gaddafi does take most of the money and actually use it. You've been there many times. I've seen the video, the reports. It is a shining jewel of development, and they want that giant canal he's built, that huge airport they built for AFRICON to launch attacks all over Africa. I mean, really, Libya is the beachhead to really take over Africa. Is that the word there?
That's right. And in addition to that, you have the European countries were trying to have some Mediterranean alliance. And what they proposed was that the African countries on the Mediterranean littoral be joined in a economic arrangement with all of Europe. And Gaddafi was the one who said, no, that's not fair. If it's all of Europe, then it ought to be all of Africa. And so he put a stop to that particular plan. And so that is in limbo now. But, of course, you know, nothing would be in limbo if you got those puppets, the NATO allies, in control and recognized as a legitimate government of Libya.
Cynthia, incredible. What are the bombardments like? What are you witnessing? What is the feeling of the Libyan people that you've met with?
Well, I have had so many Libyans, you know, it's kind of obvious that I'm an American, and once I open my mouth. And so they asked me, why? Why are the Americans doing this? Because, you know, Gaddafi made many concessions and invited the American companies in. I mean, you know,
he made a deal. He gave up the weapons. He kissed their rump. I mean, he did everything.
That's right. And the American companies are here. They're here in full force. And even that wasn't good enough. Now, there's another thing that I'll be writing a little bit more about, and that's supposed to be the geological survey that the Libyan government had just to ascertain exactly what their resources were and the extent of whatever the mineral reserves were that they had. And it, apparently it came back that Libya had far more oil resources than they previously thought.
Yeah, the word is instead of 1 trillion, 5 trillion, the oil worth almost as much as all the rest of the oil that's been discovered in Africa from the numbers I've seen. And one of the biggest areas with deep aquifers of water. Now, we've only got about 7-8 minutes left with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, former Congresswoman. What are the best websites for people to read your reports of what's really happening in Libya and other key points that you'd like to add for the international media that is undoubtedly going to pick up on this interview today?
Well, I presume that people could go to my Facebook page or Twitter, and they can get the dispatches that I send out. I'm in the process of preparing one now about how the Gaddafi family members were murdered. I went and visited that compound, and that is amazing. It's not even a compound. It's a house in a residential neighborhood. I mean,
and that's illegal too. I mean, they're bombing houses. They're trying to kill him and his family, and then telling the public, oh, we're not doing that.
I know. It is just patent lies. Now, you asked about what it's like to be here. I mean, you know, it's like every time I'm in a hotel room and every time the air conditioner comes on, you know, I kind of jump because I know it's dark now and the bombardment's going to start. And so any kind of pop or, you know, I've only been through it, what, 3 or 4 nights now? And can you imagine what our soldiers are like when they come back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, when they go through it night after night for month after month, for year after year. This is, and the effect on the children and on average ordinary civilians who are in no way, you know, we don't even know what the NATO design is other than to kill Gaddafi and to take over the country.
And we know that the folks on the east, a lot of them, want to slaughter the folks on the west, old tribal differences. And I'm sure just like the UN has helped carry out massacres in Rwanda and other areas, they can't wait to help out there. They're going to help folks with this humanitarian mass murder. And now, what do you make of the Russians coming out and saying this is not humanitarian? They're going to try to go to the UN and put a veto in. What do you expect to happen there? Pakistan now says the U.S. is getting ready to start a war with them. The Chinese are saying they're ready to go toe-to-toe. I mean, it looks like we're moving towards World War III, all with the left cover of Obama up there.
Well, of course, that's why he was put in office to start with, you know. Yes, I'm not surprised that all of this would be happening under President Obama's watch. And then, of course, we still have the Cold Warriors, who believe that Russia and China are the ultimate and penultimate enemies of the United States. And so rather than seeing the world as a global community, they see the world as a collection of rivalries that need to be overcome. And so I, for one, if the Russians or the Chinese are ready to put an end to what is happening here in Libya, I would say thank you very much for helping bring some sanity back into
policy. I would be against the Russians when they were taking over Eastern Europe, and I'm against that. I was for the Berlin Wall falling. I don't like any tyrants. We have become that. You don't see Russia and China blowing countries up everywhere.
No, and in fact, if you look at what the Chinese have done, I've seen the tangible results of what the Chinese have provided in terms of development assistance around the African continent.
Well, that's the word that AFRICOM's going in, and the Pentagon admits this, to block the Chinese developing Africa.
Yes, that's right. And the worst thing, of course, you know, from the whole idea about what's a threat, the threat only can be carried out if there is the means by which to do so. And as long as you keep people poor and deprived, then they do not have the ability to challenge you, whether it's in areas of finance or is in education or science or whatever, then you can remain top dog.
Exactly. Shifting gears, because we're almost out of time. We're going to 1 minute break. If you can stay five more, fine, but I don't know yet. Congresswoman, what do you make? I know you're over in Libya, bravely under bombardment, so you probably don't know, but the media is trying to demonize you. How dare you go report what's happening? You know, how dare you go give another view on things? What do you make of the demonization of yourself for being over there?
Alex, you know what it's like. I mean, you know, I'm here with Washington Times, Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, and the New York Times reporters. And the first thing that came out of their mouth to me was, you're so courageous to be here. But, you know, they would never print it. And so, at the end of the day, it goes with the territory of telling the truth.
That's right. Our job's easy. We just tell the truth, but few have the courage you have. Let me talk to you during this one-minute break, see if you can stay. If not, this will be it. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, we're into overdrive. When I end this transmission in 5 minutes, I'm going to the Texas State Capitol. They're locked in a battle. The House has unanimously voted to tell the TSA they can't grope women and children and stick their hands on our pants. The Senate was threatened by the feds for a federal blockade to block all aircraft in and out of Texas if we don't do that. So I'm going to be down there in about 30, 40 minutes going to talk to my Texas state senators. Hope to see you in those offices. Yes, there are representatives. Go talk to them. Congresswoman, briefly, what do you make of the power grab of the TSA?
Well, you know, this is absolutely outrageous that we are forced to literally take our clothes off in order to get on a plane. And now Chuck Schumer tells us that we have to take our clothes off or be groped by strangers at bus stations and other areas of, you know, for transportation. So this is ridiculous. This is not America anymore. And that's what I say, you know, when our members of Congress are so removed from the issues that and the needs of average, ordinary American citizens, we need change in a real way. That's what people thought they were voting for by when they voted for President Obama. And now I think this is ought to be a lesson for everyone that you cannot get the kind of substantive policy change that we need by merely going to the polls and voting for the same people.
I haven't seen the full Libya report, but is it true that you've now gone public with the fact that AIPAC, which is basically Israeli intelligence, came to you and said, we'll get behind you if you shift and basically bow down and sign a pledge to be a servant of Israel?
Yes. I'm really surprised about this getting traction so late, because this was actually the problem that I had when I ran for the first time in Congress in 1992. A fax came over the my fax machine from AIPAC, and it was a pledge, and it had like 7 points on it. And one of those points was the Jerusalem's the capital city. The other one was military superiority of Israel. The other one was continued economic assistance at, you know, whatever levels Israel requests. And there were two other points. I can't remember them. And I refused to sign the pledge. I said, well, you know, I haven't even gotten elected yet. Why don't you give me an opportunity to get into the office, let me study the issues, and then I'll see where our positions can coincide. That wasn't good enough for them. They wanted me to sign a pledge to all of those points and more before I even got into office. And then what happened is that when I refused to sign the pledge, then that's when I discovered that whether it's an environmental organization, a woman's organization, a peace organization, didn't matter. Eventually, I got the question, did you sign the pledge? And since I had to answer the question as a no, then I didn't get any money.
So it's across the board, unbelievable, regardless of what your view is on Israel. This is a foreign country manipulating what's happening inside our nation. It's all part of globalist domination. In closing, you're there. How long will you be in Libya? And what do you, how do you see this ending?
Well, actually, I am about to leave so that I can prepare for a delegation, and hopefully we will be departing the USA very soon, like in the next few days, and I will have a delegation of about 15 to 20 people. So if there's anyone who is interested in going, Alex, you might want to come over here with me on one of the delegations. I would be more than happy to bring
I don't know
you.
If I have as much courage as you do now.
Yes, of course you
No, I know. I'd go. I'm pinned down here. I know Wayne Madsen's gone over there. Well, I would think about it. Folks can check out your Twitter, your MySpace. Just put Cynthia McKinney in, and it comes
yes,
up.
And it'll come up.
You know, any way you slice it, ma'am, you've got a lot of courage, and you're a straight shooter, and that's why I admire you, and you're just an amazing lady, and I wish more men in this country were like you, and we wouldn't be going into slavery under this globalist tyranny. But thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
Let me say bye to you as we go to break here. Folks, I'm getting ready to get in the car and go to the Texas State Capitol to try to kick the feds out of here with their goons sticking their hands down people's pants. So join me down there at the Texas State Capitol. Get in your cars, come down there. We don't have the courage of Cynthia McKinney, but we got the courage to go to our Capitol and talk to our representatives, don't we? State senators, I'll see you there.